Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Great line. We have a quarterback and a coach who are the same age playing against each other.
Is that great? Or is
it's
that
just, it's the NFL. I mean, that's where we are. Well, that's
who
the
was
NFL.
He talking about, though?
Well, Tom Brady.
Tom Brady and Sean McVay, right?
Yeah, I believe that's the matchup he's talking,
who's talking about. I don't know. I think Brady's older than Sean. So,
actually, now that I think about it, you might be right.
Who's he talking about? Yeah. Last I checked, Brady was older than Sean. Yeah. Sean's only like 38.
Yeah.
If that.
It's just
Sean's 35.
It's 35,
just funny. Yeah. 35.
Yeah. It was just way funny older. To hear that.
I wonder if he was talking about Belichick and Brady at some point in time.
Whatever it was.
No, I'm just.
That's the NFL, right? That's what we're getting, and that's why they call it the biggest season ever, because it literally is at 18 weeks now of
games. Hey, we got that right.
And the 17-game schedule, and it does include Tom Brady and Gronk going back to New England in week four. And, you know, like, you have, like, compelling matchups as we've been looking at this. We saw a lot of the week one stuff, and we were in – you know, we were breaking down what you can see in week one, but I think what we'll do here, and again, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, what we'll do here is also what we always do, and he's going to call this a New York thing, but I think it's a fan thing. It's that as you look at your schedule, where's the week that you go, okay, that's when the young quarterback's going to start, or okay, that's the week I'm going to start worrying about my team, what's the record's going to be.
Completely pessimistic.
It's the panic button thing that we all do.
Early. Yes.
Only
it
the
never
good
goes
teams.
Right.
Only no. the when cake eaters look and go, oh, we'll be 5-0 by here.
No, but it's not a New York thing. It's a fan thing.
Yeah.
But it's also a player thing.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. We get the schedule. We look at the schedule and we go, yeah, we're going to rock him. He weak. Oh, yeah, that dude. Oh, yeah, we're going to fry him. Yeah, we can beat them. They got a good defensive line. We should win here. Ah, it's tough. And a lot of players may not admit that. But I'm telling you, that happens on that sheet. Now it's 18 weeks instead of 17.
So you guys really look at the schedule when it comes
absolutely.
Out?
Absolutely.
And I don't know, circle dates, but
oh,
maybe
absolutely.
You do. Did
I'll
you circle the date, Jets,
absolutely.
When you first saw the first time you were going to meet the Jets? Did you say, all right.
Oh, yeah, that didn't turn out too well, right, well, Evan?
No, it did not, but that's all right.
You expect that right from the gate.
Oh, yeah, when I circled, I
if
think it was like,
animosity,
I said
if
week
I don't
four,
like somebody?
I think it was week four we played the Jets when I
yes.
was in Tampa. Was it week four or five?
Week four.
Yeah.
The Jets were 3-0 going into that game.
Yeah, I circled it. Oh, yeah, I'm going to gut them. I can't wait. Yeah, it didn't work out so good, though.
No.
It did. But that
so
was
a Jet
the
win.
Ball
they went 4-0. They started out 4-0
that year. Sucker.
Oh, really?
But see, as a Giants fan, Alan, like I'm looking at week two for us.
I mean, on a Thursday, no less.
Yeah, I mean,
like
Washington football
week?
Team. I'm like, all right, we got the Broncos and the Washington. If it starts to go downhill from there, then we got Falcons, Saints, Cowboys, Rams, Panthers, Chiefs. I'm like, yo.
You always look at the schedule.
I'm talking about as a player. I didn't think players
Man,
put as much
why not?
Energy
always.
Into
why
it.
Why not?
Always.
Fans, we do this. We pour all over. Look what we did yesterday.
Yeah,
the first thing I
know.
Did was look at the Jets, and I'm like, oh, great. Patriots. You don't play another division
Man,
opponent
anybody,
and the Patriots are already done
with. If anybody
with.
Ever come on my show that's an ex-player, and I asked them a question, did they ever look at the schedule? And they lied to me. We're going to hang up on them immediately because they're a damn lie. You look at the schedule. You may not focus in on it to look ahead, but you want to know week one, okay, I got this dude. Week two, I got this dude. Week three, I got this dude. Then you get off of it. Uh-huh. Now my focus is on week one. And then when I get rid of week one, my focus is on week two.
Well, of course. Well, that's going to be the coach speak thing, yeah. Of course. Like what would – so all right. So you have that in week four. Tom Brady returning to New England. Playing Bill Belichick and the Patriots. Tom Brady, you're then telling me Tom Brady's aware of this.
Oh, you don't
mentally
think,
circled.
He was aware of it
last year. How
right,
are
he
you
knew
not aware
him.
Of it?
He knew
he just didn't know.
What do you
he
think people are
know.
Asking Tom Brady yeah,
he
about
just didn't
this
know
every
the
day?
Date.
All right, so let's flip it. Bill Belichick, what's he saying as he looked at the schedule?
Oh, we got the Bucks.
That's not even a little part of him?
No, we got the Bucks.
That's,
we play the Bucks.
Oh, it's in our building. And,
we play
oh,
the Bucks.
And Tom's coming back. You don't think nothing?
We play the Bucks.
You really don't think Bill Belichick for 1 second is thinking about that
we play
that
we
Tom,
play the Bucks. Mm-hmm.
That Tom is
Let's
coming.
Make sure we're right
to Foxborough. I'm
well,
going.
Nope. We
Hey
Jay.
Exactly. Just talking with his teeth closed together.
We play the Bucks. They have a fine quarterback that's won a lot of games in this
Stop!
League.
Stop.
Really?
No, seriously, let's do it.
I'm just telling
I'm the writer.
You.
I'm the writer. You're is Bill it? Belichick. Coach, you do have week four, Tom Brady coming back to New England. Your thoughts on that game?
you know, Tom was a great part of our team here for many years. And Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they got a really good football team. They're coming off a Super Bowl win. And we got to get ready for the Buccaneers. But right now we're concentrating on our week one schedule.
See, I feel like as it comes out of his mouth, I'm like, all right, that's Bill Belichick. But inside his internal soul, oh, he is just
burning.
Yeah, he's burning. How could you not?
Yeah.
If you're a competitor, how could you not? And I get that Bill's always going to say the right thing. He's never going to give you ammunition. But as somebody who competes at a sport,
yeah,
like, I want to win that game. Yeah. Probably a little bit more than the other games I want to win.
When he gets there to week four, I promise you he'll be thinking that. But right now, he's thinking about training camp, mini camps. He ain't even thinking about week four. Because by the time he gets to week four, many things could happen. I'm just telling you, for me knowing him, that's just how he's wired. He's like, we play Tom. You know, it's like they got a quarterback.
But he normally will handle the first 3 weeks of the season like a preseason. So I wonder if he'll ramp it up only because of this coming. But Evan's got a good note on the coach.
Yeah. So you asked what coach is the same age as Tom Brady? That's Matt Nagy, who the Bucs play Week 7. That's They're both 43. Ooh. Although Brady will be 44 by the time they play that game. Also, Tom Brady will play against 8 coaches in 17 games that are younger than him.
I think maybe that's what Spears was referencing there in that.
He'll beat them all.
Maybe. But here's the question, though, I have for you guys. And this will be the question we ask about a lot of the teams this year that have made changes at quarterback or drafted quarterbacks, right? And that is, let's do it with the Patriots. So, again, 4 weeks in, right, you've got Brady and the Bucs. When do we see Mac Jones, if ever? Like, what would it take to see Mac Jones – at some point this season? And only an injury?
An injury.
Only an injury.
Only an injury.
You think?
How else is he going to play? It's going to be a blowout? Bill.
I got to give you the first six
Bill
games.
Bill really doesn't play for whatever reason. They don't like, they try to play them quarterbacks, the backups when it's blowouts. And every time he does that, he has to pull them because they go in and throw a pick or something.
It's not what he liked. Remember Jared Stidham went in for that like one or two possessions and it was awful. But the first 6 weeks for the Patriots, right? You got
Dolphins.
The Dolphins at Jets.
Okay, so give me that. So I'm going
to
give you what I would do as a player.
Okay.
Give me the schedule.
All right. Dolphins.
We'll win that game.
At Jets.
Win that game. We're 2-0.
Okay, home against the Saints.
It could be tough. We might lose that game depending on how Jameis is playing. But we should. We might win it too. So,
right, so you could be 2-1.
You could be 3-0.
I'm going to go 2-1 or I could be 3-0.
Or you could be 3-0 going into Bucks.
At home.
I'm going to lose that game.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So,
Texans.
I'm going to lose that game. And the reason I'm going to lose that game is because Tom is coming in and he's on fire and he's personal and everybody's jacked up in the whole deal and the players are going to win it for Tom.
Gillette, will they be cheering for Tom or
boom?
Yeah,
absolutely cheering for him. Mm. Absolutely.
Would that piss you off or rattle you as a player on the Patriots?
Neither. I wouldn't pay. I'm expecting for them to cheer for him. He won 6 Super Bowls there.
Okay.
All right. Then at Texans.
Win.
Yeah.
Then Cowboys at home.
Win.
Then Jets at home.
Win.
At Chargers.
Loss.
At Panthers.
Win.
Okay. Then you got the Browns at home.
Yeah. See. All right. So basically that's what you're doing. You're sort of.
What if.
Think about how many
wins and losses I gave them though. And Mac Jones won't get on the field.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. What if they start off 1-3?
Yeah, but they're not going to start off. Well, if they did, though.
You don't know that.
If they started off 1-3, then.
Let's say they lose to the Dolphins, they beat the Jets, they lose to the Saints, and they lose to the Bucs. Like, okay. And then let's say they have a bad loss to the Texans. Who knows?
Yep.
I don't know.
You never know.
I know,
that means
they're a really bad football team.
Well, that's what I'm
saying. They spend a lot of unnecessary money.
You could see Mac Jones.
Yeah, but that's it's hard for me to live in an unrealistic world.
Right. That's not unrealistic. You said anything?
Yeah,
feasible,
but it's so unrealistic, though. They're not losing to the Texans.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
They're not losing to the Jets.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah, but what we're talking about though is obviously there's a schedule as we look for different angles on the new schedule for the NFL. There are a lot of those so-called revenge games, it feels, right? The Brady one obviously stands out the most, going back to New England, being there in that building as well.
Because
and early enough in the
star.
Season for it to be an important game for both teams, right?
Yes.
That's the game that you'd really would say is could be an important game. But there's a lot of revenge games. We talked about this one already yesterday. Sam Darnold playing the Jets right out of the gate in week one.
I'm a little concerned about Sam Darnold now, though. But I think he'll be okay, but I'm just a little concerned.
Week seven, you've got the Lions and the Rams, so you got Goff, right?
Yeah.
Stafford, that's interesting.
That's a bad deal.
Like a bunch of that, Texans and Cardinals. You got DeAndre Hopkins, J.J. Watt playing against their former team, and you think, you know, they might want to send a message there. Cam Newton at Panthers, you know, as well.
That'll be fun.
So all that stuff certainly worth talking about and checking out. But what we're asking you at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, is after looking at your team's schedule, what week will you be hitting the panic button? Will you look at it and think, uh-oh, we could be in trouble at this point, and maybe there could be a quarterback change for your team? There's also an NBA team that's possibly hitting the panic button, so we'll get into that as well after Key has this from Vivid Seats.
The 2021 NFL schedule is officially released, which means the NFL season is around the corner. Live events are making a comeback, and there's no better place to be than Vivid Seats to get back into the action. So grab your NFL tickets and cheer on your favorite team from the stands. Man, that feels great to finally say, I can watch the Raiders in Vegas, or maybe even the Cowboys in Dallas, or the Jets in New York, along with the Giants. I could even go up to Boston if I choose to. Wow, what a great feeling that is. But even better, Jay, you can earn up to 9% cash back with Vivid Seats Rewards. Wow, that's amazing. VividSeats.com. You visit that or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
It just comes down to getting a couple more days for LeBron, and they're going to prioritize health above seeding.
If they're 100% healthy and they're full roster, they can run through the play-in tournament.
More from Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin next.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
I am officially in panic mode that the Lakers might not even make it out of the damn play-in.
Whatever that thing is, whoever came up with that need to be fired.
It's the lowest we've been. You really can't get any lower than this.
As long as those two are on the floor, I am not betting against LeBron and the Lakers.
We have a lot of experience in the postseason on how to make a run, how to handle adversity.
Fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, whatever we are, we're going to come out and fight.
There it is. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hunt in for Zubin. And yes, the Lakers on a bit of a roll right now, even though no LeBron, no 12. AD.
I was doing it at 12.
Get another win last night.
Don't say I was like 12
what
when
happened?
The song came out. Like 16.
Were you 16?
16.
Come on, man. I know you were young, though, because I was
like mid-90s, isn't it?
Huh?
That was mid-90s, that song,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, mid-90s. I was born in 81.
Okay, all right, yeah. There you go. Yeah, you're probably in, 16, that sounds about right.
Yeah. Were you guys, 40?
I was here.
You guys 40, 45?
Now or then?
That was my prime.
No, I was
as good as it got.
Keith said, now? I don't no comment.
Yeah, I'm leaving that alone.
At that point, I was doing some stuff.
Yeah, you were. You were putting together the blueprint for me to file later.
Man, please.
Well,
I was doing some stuff.
I was like, what is this, hair underneath my arms? What is this?
I was a go-getter, that's for sure.
Jeez.
I was.
I can only imagine.
Look, the memories, they get better as you get older because you don't remember all the details anymore.
No, I remember everything.
Every detail?
Where, who, and how? Let's go.
Every detail. The brain of an elephant. That's why.
Come on, man.
You never forget.
Every detail.
He's a big brain.
Some things, like I said.
These sidebars can be very interesting. Paywall if this wasn't Disney.
Yeah, maybe that's a podcast that needs to be done. But as we move to the NBA, and we'll continue with your calls again, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. On as you looked at your NFL, your favorite NFL team schedule, what week are you hitting the panic button? Or maybe it'll be time at that point to make that quarterback change your team could be making. But as we look at the NBA as they head towards the end of their regular season and heading to the playoffs, look at the Lakers winning now 3 in a row. I mean, they beat the Rockets. They did it without LeBron or Anthony Davis. Man. But
well,
still,
look at it. It's the Rockets. Rockets.
You should beat the Rockets. It's
You're
the Rockets.
You're supposed to beat the Rockets.
The worst team in the league.
But they also raised their banner, or I guess unveiled their banner
Which
for the
one?
Championship. Right?
Which banner?
Well, the one that LeBron won last year in the bubble.
Oh, that's the 17th.
Yeah, the one with the asterisk on it. So as LeBron was at Staples, he did talk to the crowd, and I do want to, like I said, we should talk about, though, the context of LeBron James and the way he's talking about the Lakers with full ownership. But he did address the crowd talking about getting back to work for a back-to-back.
On behalf of my teammates, coaching staff, training staff, myself and the other team captain, AD, we would not send this banner to the rafters without you guys. And I know we're missing a lot of our Laker faithful, but this is absolutely for you guys. We said we would not reveal this banner until we had some of you guys in the seats. So this is you guys' moment. We had our ring night. We wanted you guys there, but we made sure we saved the banner for y'all. So we love you guys, and on the road to back-to-back starts in about a week.
All right, the road to back-to-back starts in about a week in the 7-10 play-in. I think 6 is still possible. He's a great player. He's had a Hall of Fame career.
Here we go.
All time. Is there something weird about LeBron talking about Laker Nation and the Lakers and we? It's just – this is the one stop. Miami was still early in the career and was kind of – this still seems surreal to me that he's a Laker and he's talking about Laker Nation and we and all that stuff. Key, you're the Laker fan. I mean, am I crazy? I'm on the outside looking in.
I own a piece of the Lakers. I'm not a fan, but okay.
I'm sorry.
He owns the Lakers and ESPN.
Didn't realize you were an owner.
It's weird in a sense because he helped us get back.
Yeah.
Right? After 7 years, I think it was, that we were nowhere near. Mm-hmm. We were the Sacramento Kings. And so it's just weird. I love him. He's a part of the organization. He's done wonders. But I'm not buying in like that. And I've never been, as much as I love LeBron, I just never been like Laker. It's like, you cool, we renting you for now.
Right.
Damn. That's kind of
right, Jay.
You guys both feel that way?
Well, no, but it's like he moved in. Like he's a transplant. Yeah, like you, they call him transplants. Like, renting, like he feels like a transplant.
Like you're renting our space right now. Like we didn't realize. And I say this, we realize that you're going to be gone soon. Like, you're just here because you're doing a movie and you need a place to stay. That's how I feel, opposed to like an AD. AD, I feel like, is going to be there for 10 years, where LeBron's not going to be a Laker for 10. There's been other great Lakers that have come along. I wasn't, like Luol Cindor. Okay, he was in Milwaukee 1. Okay, but he became Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And then, so he's ours.
Remember, he also played at UCLA, so he already had the LA.
Yeah, it's just a weird
background.
Feeling.
I feel like the whole dynamic has changed, though. I don't think LeBron is owned by any one franchise. LeBron is owned by LeBron. That's what makes LeBron so damn different.
But I will say this to all
Laker fans, what else do you need this man to do? Now you can say go win another chip. Fine.
Yeah, gotta win another chip.
I want to remind you because sometimes I feel like we forget what happened yesterday. Do you remember or do you understand how challenging it would be to pick up the pieces after the legend Kobe Bryant passes away? And how you have to carry that load for a franchise? And how you complete the deal and you win a championship? I don't give a damn if you put an asterisk next to it or not. He closed the deal on the year that Kobe Bryant passed away.
He did.
Think about
wonders.
That weight to carry and how he said, you know what? Get on my back. We riding out. I'm going to get it done. I just want to remind people.
There's no doubt about that.
That's a huge,
yeah,
huge
Jay, but
chip
that's off. Not. But that's not what we said. We said that.
But you're saying, I need you to do more. Okay. I'm just saying, damn, he's done a lot thus far.
We're talking about his speech and him saying, Laker Nation, Laker fans. Yeah. That's what we're talking about. It just feels.
That's all we're saying.
So weird.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's not great or what he did isn't great. It's just, you know, there's some things you look at and you're like, it doesn't quite fit or I'm not used to this yet.
Well, you're not used to it doesn't feel right for people. Just because you're not used to it yet.
Well, again, I'm on the outside looking in. I wanted to know what Laker fans.
Leave us Laker fans alone.
Well, so let's play Take Your Pick coming up next. Sometimes we play it with teams. Sometimes we play it with players. But we've got a whole new twist on Take Your Pick. And that's coming up next after Jay has this from Indeed. Oh,
the reasons to find your next hire with Indeed are starting to add up. Just look at the numbers. Instant Match searches millions of resumes in Indeed's database to deliver candidates whose resumes fit your job description. You see, they have 135 skills tests that go beyond the resume to help you find the right candidates even faster. And according to Talent Nest, Indeed delivers 4 times more hires than all other job sites combined. 4 times. So if you want to multiply your employees and subtract the hassles of finding them, visit Indeed.com/credit.
The NFL is billing this as the biggest season ever.
Just think about how many record holders we might have.
But I think all in all, look, football is football. The more the merrier for us. Let's just get it going.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. 2 things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Let's play it, KJZ, ESPN Radio. And, yeah, the Blake Bortles news was kind of interesting.
Well, because I saw it yesterday. It popped up in my feed. It says the Packers agree. I said, they agreed to what? And I saw Blake Bortles, a one-year deal. I was like, oh, get my phone out of here, man.
Leave Bortles alone.
Is that where they're going?
I'm happy for Bortles, but.
Is that where they're going?
Anticlimactic.
Hey, he had to go somewhere, no doubt about it. All right, as we play Take Your Pick, we'll call this Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, because we're going to do Take Your Pick of game of the week. So we go through all 18 weeks and we give you options. You take your pick between these two games. Which ones, if you could only watch one, would you pick? So we begin with week one, the Thursday, the opener, Cowboys at Bucks or Browns at Chiefs. Ooh. Really good first week.
I want to see the Chiefs and the Browns. Cowboys, Bucks, or whatever, but Chiefs and the Browns, when you think about it, retooled offensive line. The last time we saw the Chiefs, they got destroyed in the Super Bowl. The Browns gave them a run for the money prior to that. That's the game I want to see.
I'm going to go with Cowboys, Bucks. I just want to see if this Cowboys defense is marginal, like everybody projects it to be.
Yeah.
See, I mean, how it holds up against Tom week one.
Week one is always like that kind of that you take the temperature of the team, like where are you right now? But I also feel like the Browns going into KC, you know, they.
Oh, that's a bigger game for
let's,
sure.
Let's set a
70,000 Chief fans.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Set a tone here. All right, that's Straight Talk, right? Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. All right, we continue. Take your pick. Week two, more Chiefs. How about Chiefs at Ravens in week two or Bills Dolphins?
Chiefs Ravens. Mm-hmm. I want to see this retooled offense. These receivers, they drafted the kid Bateman out of Minnesota. Hollywood Brown is back in the fold. They brought in two new wide receiver coaches. Lamar Jackson's going to get an extension. All of those sort of subplots. And we know what Kansas City, they own the Baltimore Ravens. So let's see if Baltimore learned anything from last year.
Lamar Jackson, is he the MVP version of himself he was 2 years ago? Or is he last year? It's a question we'll ask and we'll see.
Yes, no doubt about it. And the Chiefs 3-0 when Lamar Jackson – starts a quarterback, so keep that in mind when they've matched up. Week three, as we continue, take your pick. Bucks at Rams or Packers at 49ers.
I want to see the Bucks at the Rams. I don't really care about the Packers and the 49ers. The Bucks and the Rams is interesting because the Rams made a decision to get rid of Jared Goff, much like the Buccaneers a year ago made a decision to get rid of Jameis Winston, bring in Tom Brady. Not comparing Matthew Stafford to Tom Brady, but you bring in a veteran quarterback because you didn't like another guy. And they go to the championship, they win it. Can the Rams do the same thing since they believe so much in Matthew Stafford?
Is Aaron Rodgers playing?
Good question. And if he is.
I can't answer this until I know if Aaron Rodgers is playing.
Well, if I told you he was, and remember, it's at 49ers
I
who
watch that
made
game.
The call.
Exactly. I want to watch that game. I want just not even that I will have a chance to see the innuendos of the relationship and how it works, or just knowing the backstory, I want to watch that.
All right, we continue. Take your pick. And I'm going to just
He's
call an audible
playing.
Here. Week four
He's not playing.
Does have some good NFC West matchups, right? Cardinals, Rams, Seahawks, 49ers, right? Those are good, but we all know Bucks, Patriots, that's the one.
That's it.
Can we just concede and move
yes.
on?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Week five, Bills at Chiefs. That's the AFC Championship game rematch. Or Rams at Seahawks on a Thursday night. Obviously a big
Bills
division
Chiefs.
Game there.
Bills Chiefs.
Bills Chiefs. This will give a measuring stick to where the Buffalo Bills are because they played them in the playoffs last year. What's by now, we got a really good look at Kansas City because they've played a couple good opponents. So we got to look at them. Now we get a chance to see the Bills and Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs. They bring on Emmanuel Sanders. They draft a running back. Like we start to look and go, okay, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
We're in agreement.
Yeah, great point. All right, week six, Cardinals-Browns. Again, two number one quarterbacks, Kyler Murray, Baker Mayfield, or Packers-Bears, old school matchup, that great defense. And again, I know the question would be, Aaron Rodgers, is he playing or not?
I'm assuming Aaron Rodgers isn't playing. I'm assuming he's not there.
Okay.
I want to see the Arizona Cardinal game. I think that when you look at the Arizona Cardinals, you've got to say to yourself, okay, what is this? They got to now travel outside of Arizona to Cleveland. And what month is this? With this week six,
week
this will
six,
be.
Week six, you're talking about this would be October still.
So
yeah,
the weather may
October.
Be changing a little bit. So you're going into the cold atmosphere in Cleveland. Now you're bringing a dome team out of the heat. I want to see that. I want to see what Kyler Murray can run around and do when they know their butts are on the hot seat.
And how about that Cardinals defense against Baker and company? For the weather, always a factor?
Because it always relates to Arizona. Like, I want to see how the weather is. Let's see how Arizona – like, he sets Arizona up for the
when
rant
you
that's
come
going
out,
to come later
man,
in the show.
When you come,
the air raid, Cliff Kingsbury, it's Kyle Murray, oh, yeah. Little cute quarterback. There's all these little
when you come out of that. When you come out of that warm weather into that cold with them little bitty hands, Jay, it's a little bit different.
See, little bitty hands. You see it? Once again, the jabs.
I mean, he got small hands.
So, all right.
The jab?
That'll be the game. Week seven.
Little bitty hands.
Lions at Rams. Now, clearly they match up there, right? Goff back in L.A. It's Matt Stafford against his former team. Or Saints Seahawks on a Monday night.
I'm waiting for the Saints and the Seahawks.
Yeah.
I want to see the Seahawks, Russell Wilson, the defense against Jameis Winston, Michael Thomas in that offense, and what can they do? You know, Seattle always gives the Saints a little bit of a problem. That'll be a good game. I don't care about the other one.
No interest, Jay, in the Goff revenge game?
I just want to see the end of the game when Sean McVay walks off the field looking at Jared Goff. I'm like, yeah, That's why we let you go.
Or
the opposite.
Or yeah, golf.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right? Walks by.
That's what you get. Exactly.
Give him that look.
Just for that.
Yeah. I mean, think about the chip on your shoulder in that game, right? Come on now. All right. Week 8. Steelers-Browns. Always a good matchup. Or Niners at Bears. Again, it could. Now, unlikely, but could.
Steelers-Browns.
You could see Lance, right? Trey Lance versus Justin Fields.
No, I know. It's probably not going to happen.
Just still.
Steelers-Browns.
Yeah.
Najee Harris in the backfield. The Steelers, for the most part, have always had, up until this past year, at the end of the season, the Browns' number. So, let's see what Ben and those guys are going to do. They bring Juju Smith back. Villanueva is no longer there on the offensive line. He's in Baltimore. Let's just see what that is.
Now, Jay, keep this in mind now. It's week 8. Jimmy Garoppolo is not a guy that, you know, you wonder durability-wise, right? Could we get there? Could Dalton by then be out? You could technically.
Or Jimmy G could be exploding. I don't know.
Yeah,
that could be a mess.
I will tell you this, though.
It'd be a beautiful mess.
It's going to be interesting to see how Big Ben responds. I mean, if he's not throwing the ball 40, 50 times per game, right? Like, he has a running game now.
Yeah.
He has a running game now.
Okay. Week 9, as we play, take your pick. Panthers at Patriots or Packers Chiefs. Now, Packers Chiefs, again, first time that Aaron Rodgers, if he's playing, would face Patrick Mahomes.
I'm going to go with the Panthers and the Patriots because Cam Newton's going back into Carolina. The way that he departed, how they treated him, that is going to be a must-see television.
Yeah, and obviously for Cam, what it matters. Okay, moving on. Week 10, Seahawks at Packers. Again, two quarterbacks that weren't happy in the offseason. Or Ravens-Dolphins on a Thursday night.
I'm going to go with the two quarterbacks. Well, see, Aaron Rodgers, I'll go with the two quarterbacks.
Well, you got to just assume he's there.
Yeah, I'm assuming he's there.
Yeah, okay.
I'm going with those two.
Okay.
I know what the Ravens-Dolphins. I saw what the Ravens did to the Dolphins a couple years ago.
Week 11, Cowboys-Chiefs,
yes.
Ravens-Bears.
Cowboys-Chiefs all day long. I mean, Dak Prescott versus Patrick Mahomes, I want to see that.
Cowboys and Chiefs.
All right, that gets us to the holiday season. Thanksgiving, Bears-Lions, Raiders-Cowboys, Bills-Saints.
I want to see the Raiders and the Cowboys because John Gruden's on the hot seat.
Ooh.
I mean, and so, you know, I want to see that.
Two big fan bases, too.
A big, huge fan base, which reminds me, I meant to tell you, but I had to go do the DCR, about yesterday when we started talking about the fan base, I forgot that the Cowboys might be bigger in Los Angeles than the Rams. I forgot to mention that. And I thought about it.
Yeah.
I thought about it this morning as I was getting dressed. The Cowboys might be bigger than the Rams in Los Angeles.
You could say that in New York about Cowboys, Steelers, Dolphins, who has the bigger fan base in New York. There's a lot of them.
I'll go Bills at Saints just to see. I'm curious to see how this whole year, how Jameis Winston does with all that firepower around him.
Mm-hmm. And you get to Thanksgiving. It's a big showcase for the Bills, too, and Josh Allen. Week 13, Broncos at Chiefs. Maybe we know why we're saying that one. Or Patriots-Bills.
Patriots-Bills. Yeah. AFC East, late in the season. Mm-hmm. We'll have a clear understanding of who Cam Newton is since everybody seems to think he can't play dead in a cowboy movie these days. And if Josh Allen has any fallback from a year ago.
Yeah.
We'll clearly know.
Where the Patriots are at that point.
Yeah. We'll have a clear understanding of who Mac Jones is as he faces up against
Jones. Or we'll have a clear understanding of Mac Jones.
Or,
that's correct.
Or that's the first time Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes could meet because it is Broncos-Chiefs. Just throwing it out there.
Yep.
All right, moving along. Week 14, as we take your pick, what game you would want to watch? Bills at Bucks. Or Ravens-Browns.
Ravens-Browns. Here's a divisional rival. You got to think Lamar Jackson, Baker Mayfield. This is coming down to the wire in the division. This is the game that I want to see.
Okay. Christmas Day as the NFL, Jay.
Taking
moving
over
in
NBA.
On NBA territory. You've got Browns-Packers or Colts at Panthers.
I mean, neither.
Yeah. Jaguars-Jets.
For you,
Trevor Lawrence versus Zach Wilson, the first pick, second pick, it's a rare thing.
I mean, maybe. It depends on how many cocktails I'm in on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, I'll watch Nets Lakers at 3:30.
Yes.
You drink on Christmas?
Week 17. That was a question or was that a statement?
What do you mean?
No, I usually drink the night before
Keep
and never
moving.
Have an opportunity to drink because I'm out.
The Christmas Day, the way the house is a mess.
Exactly.
Browns at Steelers on Monday night or Giants Bears?
Again, for me, it's the Browns and the Steelers. Here's a divisional rival, and it's coming down to the wire. It's the end of the year. Who's going to win the division?
Who's going to take the division? All right, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it's about.
Huge Monday night game.
Huge,
there.
Huge.
Giants-Bears?
Yeah, for me.
By then,
I'm going to watch both. I'm definitely going to watch the Giants.
Daniel Jones against that.
I mean, you're going to watch them, yeah. But which one you? It's.
I mean, Browns and Steelers, yeah. But I'm also
Justin Fields under center by then.
Probably
he should be
right.
Probably
that late in the season, week 17.
That's another topic we'll discuss. Yeah, today, that should happen.
Plenty more to get to. All right, then, and finally, week 18, Cowboys Eagles or Chiefs Broncos. Once again, assuming this is another matchup between Mahomes and Rodgers, if Rodgers ends up there,
I'm going to go Cowboys Eagles because the division will be tight. I don't know that the Denver Broncos and the Kansas City Chiefs will be neck and neck for the division. I think the Cowboys, well, the division, not necessarily the Eagles, but the division with the Cowboys in it along
with the
Giants.
Yeah, the game's going
to matter. Yeah, it's going to be a game that matters. Yeah, you got the Giants, the Washington football team.
Yeah.
That divisional game is going to matter.
A perfect game and a perfect way to end this segment of Take Your Pick and bring in Diana Rossini, ESPN NFL reporter on the Goodyear Hotline. Because, Diana, my first question for you, Cowboys-Eagles Week 18, will Nate Sudfeld be the quarterback in the second half? And you know why I'm asking that. Will that game matter more to the Cowboys than the Eagles?
No, Deshaun Watson will be the Eagles quarterback by then. No, I'm just kidding. That would be juicy, right, though, if Houston continues to be open, which I hear they are, to actually trading him this summer. So, this is on the table for them. And, I mean, talk about, I think, what would be a perfect place or at least a perfect place for Watson to land and what he could do. And obviously we'd have tons more questions about what they're going to do with Hurts after that. But, by week 18 there, I think the Dallas Cowboys, first of all, I think they've got a really good schedule that works in their favor per usual, right? I mean, we do this every year, especially knowing the fact that, they're not really on any short rest situations. They're at home on most of their Thursday night games. So they're in a really good position from a schedule point, but also just what they were able to do over the last few months in building this team. And everything I hear, guys, coming out of just Dan Quinn's leadership, which, I was actually thinking about this the other day of why are we giving Dan Quinn so much credit when, I don't think he did an exceptional job with the Falcons defense, but there seems to be just sort of a fire lit under him. Dallas has bought into what he wants to do with that scheme there and the changes he's installing. Even though it's early, just the fact that you're getting buzz out of Dallas about a defensive coordinator tells me that they're on a good road here. And I just think overall Dallas's roster is better than the Eagles at this point.
Diana, who has the toughest road ahead in the 2021 schedule that came out last night?
Well, taking a look at all of it, I mean, you look at the Steelers key. That is a brutal schedule that they have to do, or at least the opponents that they have to play. I don't even want to get into the fact that I have major concerns about the Steelers collectively, especially knowing what they did last year. They had so much success in the regular season. But you take a look at the difference between their opponents, or at least the teams they faced last season, compared to who they're about to face this upcoming season. You talk about a make or break year for Ben Roethlisberger. And we talk a lot about when's he going to hang it up? When, if there's a schedule that's going to make any quarterback go, you know what? I think I just want to sit on the couch. It's the schedule the Pittsburgh Steelers have this upcoming season. Because I do think I hope he can stay healthy. I really do. Because this is going to be a challenging one.
Diana, you talk about they finished the season. Ravens, Vikings, Titans, Chiefs, Browns, Ravens. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly what you're talking about.
Who has the cakewalk?
Look at the first six. Look at the first six that the Steelers
Bills,
have.
Bills, Raiders, it's Bengals, Packers, Broncos, Seahawks, yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is rough. Who knows what who knows what's going on with Aaron Rodgers, which I was making calls yesterday. I like just getting a sense what everyone in the league thinks more than just calling the Packers directly. And even Aaron Rodgers' people. guys, it is unbelievable how I can't find anyone that says to me, yeah, he'll be with the Packers. They'll work it out. Like, I can't find somebody. I know there's been people that have come out and teammates of his, but football people I talk to do not think that Aaron Rodgers is going back to Green Bay. Yet you see the fact that they've got, what, 5-6 primetime games. The league must feel really good about Aaron Rodgers returning. They're not giving Jordan Love all those games. There's no way. So there's something going on here. It's just I don't feel great about Aaron Rodgers rolling out week one as a Green Bay Packer.
Diana, what game do you look forward to the most next year? What is your one matchup that you have to see?
Okay, so my obvious one is obviously, not obvious, but I guess Tom Brady returning to New England because, you know, Bill doesn't care at all. Like, his emotion on this is going to be zilch. He's like, whatever. But, you know, for Brady, this is going to be really emotional. But let's put that one aside because I think most people have that one circled. For me, it's the Chiefs and Bills. I was at that AFC Championship game when the Chiefs won. And Jay, at the end of the game, you know, they do the trophy ceremony and everyone's out in the field. They're all on, like, the left side at Arrowhead going through the trophy ceremony. And over on the right in the corner, I just saw Stephon Diggs standing on the field, watching the Chiefs get their trophy and obviously move on to the Super Bowl. And I'll never forget just seeing that. And obviously he was hurt and bummed out about it. And he later spoke about it. Just he wanted to almost feel that pain of seeing the Chiefs win. So I'm excited to see what the Bills are going to do for some revenge there, because they really were, they were sort of caught with their pants down there. The Chiefs were just much better. And you can't take away from what the Bills were able to do last year, too. And I do think they had a good offseason as well. So I think that's going to be a great matchup. I can't wait to see that one.
Diana, Julio Jones was left off the Falcons schedule release poster. I don't know what that means, because Dak Prescott was left off a video and we went crazy. What's the latest with Julio Jones?
I know, Kay, I think with those, we all over, at least we put them under a microscope just because we know the social media teams are so good. I mean, we saw them last night, right? All the schedule releases were unbelievable. I spent more time watching team social media accounts than I did actually probably watching shows I should be watching on our network, just because they're so creative. But the fact that Julio was left off, all right, I don't think that Terry Fino and Arthur Smith are sitting there with the social media team or with the marketing campaign right. People going, all right, Julio's getting traded. Like, I think they've got bigger fish to fry. But there is a reality here. Okay, so there was some buzz right before the draft that Julio was on the trading block, which I think was a big surprise to a lot of people at the time. And I know there were teams calling Atlanta, and I know Atlanta was calling teams. So they're in a space where they're willing to deal him. He's 32 years old. He's dealt with a lot of different injuries. They've got Kyle Pitts now. We know that they signed up Calvin Ridley to an extension. They're in good shape offensively. This would be a good time. But from what I was told, they're waiting for the right value. They want the right value for Julio because, you know, he's still a good player. And I do think that there's a lot of teams out there that would be willing to trade for him. So he's a player we should definitely keep an eye on over the next few months and see if Atlanta moves him.
Yeah, that can change a lot of teams. It can change the landscape of the league, no doubt about it. Diana, great stuff. Thanks as always.
Thanks, Diana.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Diana Rossini on the Goodyear Hotline. And, yeah, obviously – Julio Jones moving to another team, not only does it impact the Falcons, but whoever he goes to, it could change how you view them and what kind of season they're going to have. You know, certain teams, right? I mean, Baltimore should be interested. Green Bay if they want to keep
it's
Aaron Rodgers.
It's going to be too
right?
much money and no Aaron Rodgers.
Hey,
New
maybe
England.
Chicago. Justin Fields already the third biggest sports star in Chicago, but will he be number one on the depth chart? We'll discuss next.